Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hey, hey, mama. Welcome back to another episode. I am so glad you are here. I know that I say that every time, but I'm honestly so honored that you are listening to my episodes. I know it may not mean a lot to you, but it means so much to me that you care enough to learn from me, that you care enough to subscribe to my show, that you care enough to show up week after week and listen to my episode. I respect you. I honor you. I love you. Thank you so much, my friend. Before we get started, I want to tell you that you have a chance to win a free course. I have a course, let's say. It's called Emotionally Healthy Mom. It used to be a membership, a monthly membership that I hosted, and I closed that and I converted it, all the lessons, into a course, a passive course you get to do on your own time. It's very similar to a lot of the things that I do teach, like in my coaching program, but it's like all self-paced. You do it at your own time, and the value of it is $100. I sell it for $100, but you get a chance to win it for free. What you need to do is go on Apple Podcasts and go rate my show and write a review. And before you submit the review, take a screenshot of it and then send it to my email, hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com. Or you can send me a DM with a screenshot through Instagram. But either way, I need your email. And I will, at the end of the month, I will put in all the names of all the women who send me an email with the review. And I will pick one person randomly who gets to win my course. So if you want to have a chance to win my course, this is your chance. Okay, today I want to talk to you about hot mess mom culture. So I've heard of this term actually from my mentor, somebody that I bought multiple courses from, and her name is Ali Casaza. This is the influencer that completely changed my life. Honestly, I look up to her in so many ways. She shifted and opened my mindset to so many things. I've learned a ton of stuff from her. She is that one person that if you think of an influencer that really affected you, she's the one for me. Anyways, a while back when my life started to shift, I heard her teach about hot mess mom culture. And like, what is hot mess mom culture? And we're going to talk about this and we're going to talk about how to get out of it. Okay. So a hot mess mom is the one that like shows up to the park late. Her hair is in a bun. She doesn't have any makeup on. She's wearing the sweatpants. She's got like dirty shirt on that is like ripped, and she like forgot to refill the cups. The kids are just like all over the place, and she like everything is falling at the seams, and she's just like laughing about it and like, oh my gosh, I'm a hot mess all the time. Like, and when you're around her, you almost kind of like feel a little bit better about yourself because like you're like, well, I feel a little bit more put together. So like you don't feel so bad about yourself as a mom because she's a complete hot mess. And I want to talk about that, why that is not the best place to do motherhood from and what to do about it. So oftentimes moms feel like when they become a mom, they just become a hot mess naturally. And I think part of it is because we see like all these reels on Instagram, like what I thought mom life would be and what it really is. And it's like she's like this hot mess and like never has time for herself, doesn't know when to take a shower, like doesn't have a moment to go to the bathroom by herself, doesn't like have a moment to take a shower, never puts makeup on, just a complete disaster. Like, did you know that you don't have to stay there? Like, even if you are in that position, like you can choose not to stay there, and we'll talk about that. But here's the problem. So many moms set camp in hot mess mom. They subscribe to the hot mess mom culture. That's how Allie calls it. She's like, you like many moms subscribe to hot mess mom culture. And the reason is because they feel less alone and they feel like they fit in more with other moms when they are a mess like that. I mean, like, imagine if you're a hot mess and you come to a group of moms who are also a hot mess. You just, like, feel like you fit in more. You're like, oh my gosh, we're all in the same boat. But, like, is it really serving you in the long run? Is this who you really, truly desire to be? Probably not. All right? There's this page on Instagram I recently found. And the reason is because, like, I found it is because, like, I was looking for some moms that I could help and support. And it's called Shitty Mom Moments on Instagram. And it's like this woman that has over 200,000 followers. And like so many of her reels is like she's just pouring herself a glass of wine and saying stuff, feeling like I'm the worst mom in the world after screaming at my kids all day. And can you relate with that? And there's like hundreds of comments of moms saying, oh my gosh, I'm in the same boat. I feel so guilty for yelling at my kids, yada, yada, yada. And they're all talking about the same thing. And like she, like almost day in and day out, she has very similar reels all about like losing her shit with her kids, screaming at the kids, traumatizing their kids, like thinking this gentle parenting whole approach is like insane. And like, the kids just make her mad all the time and piss her off and like, and normalizing that that's okay. Well, you know, just because it's common doesn't mean it should be your norm and that you need to stay in that. You can actually choose to leave that. And I would comment on some of the moms over there and on some of their comments. And I'm like, chances are you're so burned out and running and empty. And that's why you're reacting with your kids like that. And she's like, oh my gosh, yes, this is exactly why. And, but a lot of the moms that are in that page, they're not ready for change. They feel comfortable. They don't like who they are, but it feels comfortable to stay in there. It feels uncomfortable to get out of that and to do something about it. Like it feels, let's say you are the mom that takes care of herself. You wake up early before your kids. You have some alone time. You're able to put yourself together, put some makeup on, a cute outfit on. You feel good. Your kids got up, you made breakfast, you made a smoothie, the kids drank it, you did, and you feel great. You feel energized. You were able to even move your body in the morning because you had the time or you went to the gym or whatever. And then like you show up at the park with some of the girlfriends, you put together, you look cute. You have a little bit of makeup on, like you have snacks for your kiddos. You have a water bottle, like you just feel put together, like not perfect, but put together. And then I have some other girlfriends that show up like in a bun and like pajamas and like with like dirty t-shirt and all of that, like a complete hot mess moms that show up. Like, would you feel a little bit uncomfortable? Probably. Chances are you would. And it's because of the way they are dressed. Like, so would you feel like you fit in more if you showed up as a hot mess? Probably. Chances are you would. What I want to tell you, that just because this is common, this does not have to be your norm. You can choose not to stay in hot mess mom culture. It's a choice. You can choose to leave that. I want you to remember that you are meant for so much more in your motherhood than survival mode. Yes, there are seasons like that. Yes, it's okay to have hard days, But this is not something the way you have to live your motherhood. Okay, God gave kids to us as a blessing. He calls them a blessing. Does it feel like a blessing if you're a hot mess all the time, running and empty, so depleted, screaming and yelling at everybody, falling apart at the seams? Does it feel like a blessing, motherhood? Probably not. That means you got to do something, okay? Something has to shift. You know that you truly desire to be that mom that takes care of herself, that is calm and grounded and patient. You know you want to step in that version of yourself. Just because you already desire that. That means you already are her. We just need to shift some things to support you to step more into that version and to actually show up as that mom, okay? You can choose to get out. It's a choice. It's a choice. And in my program, that's where I walk you through the things that we do step by step to how to get out of that messy supermom mentality where you try to do everything and you end up being a hot mess, okay? You can choose to unsubscribe from it. You can choose not to be a hot mess. You can choose to take care of yourself and prioritize your needs and your desires. Why? It's not because your kids don't matter. No, your kids do matter, but you matter too. Mama, you matter too. You also matter. Your needs matter. Your desires matter. No one benefits from you running and empty. Nobody. Also, nobody suffers when you take care of yourself and prioritize your needs. It is okay for your kids to watch an extra screen time while you go have a workout, or you go journal, or you go have some alone time outside. It's okay. Your kids are going to be fine. You don't have to spend every single minute with them. If your kids are not sleeping through the night and they're over 6 months old, I would encourage you to look into a sleep trainer. If you're a hot mess because you don't get any sleep, you will be a hot mess actually if you don't get any sleep and you're sleep deprived. But what are you going to do about it? One of the things I learned from Allie, and I remember I wrote this down, this quote, Allie Casaza, the lady I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, but she honestly changed my life. She honestly changed my life. And one of the things that I learned from that course that I bought, it's called Unburdened, this quote, and I wrote it down and I pinned it above my desk. When I was doing this whole like shift movement and who I am, this new person who I am. And it goes like this. I am an action-taking, problem-solving woman. I am an action-taking, problem-solving woman. It's a choice, okay? So if you have a problem where your baby that's over 6 months old does not sleep through the night, is a completely poor napper, you are an action-taker, problem-solver, okay? You will take action and do what needs to be done to get that baby to sleep through the night. Why? Because it benefits the rest of the family. It benefits the baby. It benefits you. You get quality sleep. You're able to be more rested. You get to be in a better mood. You got to be more calm and grounded, a lot more patient with your kids. You can actually have more alone time and actually feel restored. You are an action taker. You get to choose and make like a decision that this is not working out for me. I'm not going to stay in there anymore. I'm going to take action and do things differently. Okay. If you're like listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, this really resonates with me. Like I am ready to take action. I am ready to do things differently. I am ready to step into that better version of myself, completely change myself and be a whole new version of myself. I want to invite you into my Be Less Stress coaching program. I have a coaching program that is meant for moms who are overwhelmed, who are running and empty, who feel depleted, and it's bleeding out into the rest of the family in negative ways by yelling and screaming and raising their voice and constantly feeling bitter and resentful. If you're struggling with that and you resonate with that and you're like, I don't want to stay there anymore. I don't want to be that. I am here for you. I want to support you and I want to help you get out of that because I promise you there's a better way to do motherhood. This is my mission in life. This is my calling and I want to invite you in. I'm inviting you. I am inviting you in into investing into yourself and stepping into that better version of yourself that you truly desire to be. And your whole family will benefit from it when you feel better, when you feel rested, when you feel restored, when you take care of yourself, when you physically take care of yourself, when you mentally take care of yourself, when you emotionally take care of yourself, you actually start thriving. You have time to connect with your spouse. You have time to connect with your kiddos because you set healthy boundaries. You deleted things that are your life that no longer serve you, that drain you, that take your energy, and you step into a completely better person of yourself. Like, how amazing is that? How amazing is that? It's possible for you. I promise you, if you join my program, you'll be a completely different person. If this is calling your name, mama, reach out to me. Send me a DM on Instagram. Say, I want to learn more about your program, or send me an email. We can set up a call. See if my program is the right fit for you. It's not for everybody. It's only for moms that are actually ready to take action and step into a better version of themselves. This is for that mama who's not messing around, who's like so sick and done of being stuck the way she's in right now. And she's like, this is you. And you're like, I am so ready to make a change in my life. This is calling your name. I'm happy to help you. I'm here to serve you. I'm inviting you into my program, and I'd be happy to help you. If you've been listening to this episode and you found it helpful, would you please do me a favor and just share this episode with one friend? One mama friend that you're like, oh my gosh, she has to hear this. This is going to change her life. Please do that. This is the best way that I can spread this message and to help other mamas. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to my episode. I love you, mama, and I'll see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.